Well, I just realized that the recorder that I was given here for my comments, the batteries went dead. So I just switched out my battery. So I'm not really sure how much, if any, of the comments that I had for Toccata for Band or for Jesse's Well was recorded or not. And for that, I apologize that there weren't fresh batteries in the recorder. I mentioned earlier, and probably didn't get recorded, but I'm one of the band directors who spoke to you on stage immediately after your performance. So for whatever was not recorded during your performance here in real time, hopefully I'll touch on those important concepts that I spoke about while you were performing. So anyway, we're now moving on to Shine by Michael Markowski. Obviously a very exciting, exhilarating type of piece of music, very contemporary, sort of cutting-edge type of piece for a young band. So between the Toccata for the Band, sort of what we would call an old-school band piece, and Shine by Michael Markowski, a very new, hip type of piece of music, there's good diversity on your program from the opening and closing selections as far as the range of musical styles possible with a concert band. I congratulate you for these opening and closing compositions. Well, again, I'm not sure if any of this recorded earlier, so if this is a repetition, it did record. It's good information to hear again, but if it didn't record, these comments I applied in particular during the Toccata for Band. I'd like for each of you to take a look at your music right now, and just like the first 56 measures, from the beginning up to measure 56, each of you look at your sheet music right now in front of you. There's the first four lines or so on your page, probably. And count how many different types of articulation markings you have on your part alone. And probably for most of you, you're going to see about four or five different type of articulations. Accents, staccatos, marcatos, slurs, tenuto, and of course those notes that have no special type of articulation marking. Those that are just what we would call normal. Well, there needs to be greater contrast among these types of markings that the composer puts onto the music. This is what gives more interest and, quite frankly, more meaning to the music. We can play all the notes, the pitches, and the rhythms correctly with good accuracy among all the musicians in your fine wind ensemble. But if we're emphasizing different notes a little bit more or less than everyone else, it ends up sounding rather bland. What I mean by that is this, and again, if this got recorded earlier, I know I'll be a little bit redundant right now, but if you were to take a simple sentence like, "I went to school," very simple sentence, easy to understand, but if I emphasize a different word, just one word emphasized over the other three words in that sentence, it has a different meaning. For instance, I could emphasize the first word, "I went to school," and that has a different meaning than if I emphasize the second word, "I went to school," or "I went to school," or of course the last possibility is "I went to school." And in essence, what we do is when we talk to each other is that we emphasize, we accent certain words when we speak to make the meaning of the sentence all the more apparent to the person that I'm talking to. So a composer does this as well. We can play the pitch, we can play the length of the note, the rhythm correctly, but if we're not emphasizing those notes that need to be emphasized because the composer has given it an accent or a tenuto or a marcato, or the note is different because it's shorter than all the other notes surrounding it because it has a staccato, or it's separated because of the staccato, well then there's not a uniform message coming from the wind ensemble. Everyone needs to be very exact and adamant. Every time there's an accent, we're going to give that little bit of energy at the start of the note. If every time that there's a marcato, we're going to give that extra little sting that occurs at the beginning of the note. When it's slurred, that the notes are going to be completely connected together with no type of accentuation at the start of the note because I'm not using my tongue on a wind instrument. This is wonderful. Now, here's an example where that really is starting to come out, those accents. And what I noticed too is that more of you are looking up more frequently at Mr. Conway. Mr. Conway, your conductor, is showing you a lot of information. He's a very expressive conductor. He's showing a lot with his gestures, his facial expressions. I mean, I can see that just sitting out here in the audience. Even though he's more or less facing away from me, when he turns the side, I can see how much he's showing you this. And it's interesting, as we get into the climax of Shine, and it's getting more and more exciting with all these accents, measure 182, 2-4, instructions like that, that you're looking at him more frequently as well. Obviously, you're able to, at this point in the music, you see what he's showing you, and he's able to... show you this information on how the music is to be played, not just when the music is to be played. Well, as I said at the beginning, it's a hope, as always, that our the comments that we give to you as adjudicators are useful. I'm sorry that my batteries went out. I hope that are useful to your continued success, and I wish you the very best.